This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To tell us to don't quit our day jobs, even though our day jobs are... Anyways, we do this every Monday because every Friday we give you what we think is going to be the script of the game, and it never goes as scripted unless you're Mac.
So who gets to be the lucky number one?
I don't know who I think Bob goes first.
Okay.
In this, do you want me to fire it away?
Sure,
you,
fire it away. Let's see how bad another we did. Cheese. Yeah.
See how wrong we were.
The Chiefs receive it. They go on a methodical drive to take an early 7-0 lead. People in the stadium will think Marty Ball's returned to Arrowhead, but it will be just what the doctor ordered. The offense is going to gain confidence. They're going to score a TD on two of their next three drives. I think the defense is going to come out pissed. I think Chris Jones does his job and messes with Jalen Hurts all day long. He won't get in any rhythm because of Chris Jones. This is a Chris Jones game for me, man. I'm challenging Chris Jones right now. Step up, man. Let's go. Be that best defensive player. I was watching something yesterday, I forget what it was, and they were talking about Aaron Donald and just what a menace he was, and these offensive linemen were talking about what a menace he is. I want people saying that about Chris Jones, and so this is the game for that. Spags will lock down that Philly offense. Kelsey doesn't take out any of our guys.
Hey.
Chris Jones does his job. Chiefs win 35-0.
All right, here's my script. The Chiefs look better because they're more prepared for the absence of Worthy, right?
They've had
a week in practice. This offense is going to look a little more clean. Pacheco looks more like what we thought he could be before the season started. Kelsey going to have a little more into the offense. 5 catches for him, but I'm still going to go with the Eagles on this one. They'll look like a better team. They'll be more talented. They'll just look stronger. Mahomes will keep this a game until the fourth quarter. The Eagles will be up by double digits. The Chiefs get a field goal in the fourth quarter. The defensive line looks bad again. Little to no pressure on Jalen Hurts. The Chiefs lose this one 28-20.
This game is close, and I mean real close. Chiefs find themselves down 10-0 in the first quarter. And then they seem to figure it out. Mahomes becomes him again. The whole game throws a late first. He throws a late game or a late half touchdown and gets it to 10-7 in the second half. They get a 50-yard field goal to tie it. Philly gets a field goal from Elliott to make it 13-10 late in the third quarter. Chiefs start the fourth quarter and Hollywood gets a big gain. Another one of those 40-yard gains that ends with a Noah Gray tutty. That's right, Noah Gray anytime. Book it. Chiefs go up 17-13. Philly scores again with an A.J. Brown touchdown, and there we go. This is the game we want. And they make it 20-17. Then the two-minute drill happens that we were robbed from last week because Chris Jones tried to be the Mr. Hero, and Justin Herbert got the first down. But this week it happens, and in dramatic fashion, Chiefs march down and score with a Travis Kelce touchdown to win it with 30 seconds left. The Chiefs win 24-20. I said the Eagles were going to win all week, but Mahomes as an underdog at Arrowhead is blasphemy. There is no way that man is losing this game as an underdog. Stare him in the face and tell him it. Chiefs win 24-20.
Gosh, I was doing so well with the score and the script. And then, And then our parlay, Travis Kelce.
How'd that do?
He ruined our parlay. Yeah. Because if he catches that ball, it's a touchdown.
Right.
That's his fifth catch if he catches it. And that's Mahomes' second touchdown.
Touchdown. It was that one play.
Cash.
So let me explain. Let me explain gambling to you guys. That's how it goes.
That's it.
One play.
Ruined
the whole thing. It would have capitalized everything with that one catch.
I thought about that when I looked at the rundown this morning. I'm like, that's right.
That's right.
That one that drop that led to the interception would have been his fifth catch. Would have been a
touchdown,
which I guess hypothetically Mahomes probably doesn't throw the deep ball to Thornton, even though maybe he still does.
Maybe he does it. We don't know where the game is at that point in time, right?
Golly. But,
I mean,
Mahomes had three total touchdowns and zero interceptions. Turns into two total touchdowns, one interception.
One interception. And then, Spags, I thought, really did a good job. Like, I think what's getting lost in the fact that the Chiefs lost this game yesterday is really how effing good the defense was yesterday. Like, they didn't. Jalen Hurts had 101 yards passing. You know, in the NFL today, like, Russell Wilson had 4.5 times more passing yards than Jalen Hurts did yesterday. If I were to tell you that Russell Wilson would have 4.5 times more passing yards than Jalen Hurts, do the Chiefs win that game? You say, absolutely. You know, they go out there and win that game. Jalen Hurts made a couple of big plays, but what Jalen Hurts did is what Patrick Mahomes used to do, and that's take advantage of the mistakes by the organization that they are playing. And we saw that yesterday. That was the hardest thing for me, and we'll talk more about this with Josh, who was down on the sidelines on the other side as well. We had both sidelines covered yesterday here. Nobody else did in Kansas City have guys on both sidelines that we did yesterday. Woo. You were on the Eagles sidelines. You said the Eagles coaches were making fun of the Chiefs and didn't take them seriously.
Yep.
We'll get Josh's take on his side. But we're watching the Eagles right now like it's 2020, 2021 with the Chiefs, 2022, even last year, where a team made a mistake and the Chiefs just boom, punched them right in the jugular and knocked them out, right? You know, they just absolutely delivered that final knockout blow. The Chiefs had that delivered to them yesterday. They had two mistakes in the game that turned into points for Philadelphia, turned into touchdowns for Philadelphia that took points off the board for us. Though the missed field goal, the interception in the end zone off of Travis Kelce's hands, those are the two plays that made the entire difference in this ballgame. And that was it. Because I thought the defense was really good. When you can hold a quarterback in the NFL that won the Super Bowl last year to 101 yards passing and 40 of them came on one play where he threw it up in the air and the guy caught it at the 1 yard line, like I really impressed the hell out of me. The defense did yesterday.
And that's with them losing Christian Fulton at the beginning of the game. He was in that first series, and then he was out the rest of the game, which, again, moved McDuffie back outside away from his primary position.
Right. And now they didn't get a lot of pressure, but that Norman Lott sack,
awesome.
You were right there, and that was, like, kind of by you, right?
That was
like
sick, yes.
That was insane. I haven't seen a sack like that in a long time. Like, here comes Jalen Hurts, la-di-da-di-da, and then out of nowhere, Norman Lear blows that dude up, lifts him off the ground, de-cleated him, and planted his ass. And we all get a free Big Mac today.
Woo.
Oh, that's right.
Mac's awesome.
No doubt about it. Extra sauce. I'm that guy.
Mm.
I'm going to earn it.
Man, that was a hell of a sack, man. That was a hell of a sack.
He, like, clotheslined him, dude.
Yeah, he wrecked him. I mean, well, as bad as Trent McDuffie got wrecked early in the game.
Yeah.
I that dude got wrecked early in the game. Bounce back was fine. But, I mean, that Norman Lott thing yesterday was like, holy cow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.